Blog Talk Radio.
Back on the line today, as the Lord's will be done. Whoa, that song, Count of Victory. Oh, goodness. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry, today. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and every one is invited to come in and pray as the Lord have his way. We're normally on there 35 minutes as the Lord see fit for each Sunday. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com, or you can mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive message. We appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in Evangelist Angel Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we ask in each and every one that's on the line to pray, to continue to pray for this broadcast, that God's will be done. And with that, we're just so honored and blessed today to have a pastor from Stockton, California, all the way from Stockton, California, Pastor Beatrice Martin. And she's been on this line, and every time Evangelist Bernard asks her to come forth, she's ready, willing, and able, and the Lord has anointed her, and she has the power of the Holy Ghost, and she loves winning souls for Jesus Christ. And I have been in her service, and the Lord has equipped her. He has anointed her, and he has given her power over each and everything that she has went to proceed to do unto the Lord. So we just thank the Lord today for her coming on Friday and bringing forth the word of God to his precious people on this line. And with this, no further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and to introduce to others Pastor Beatrice Martin, and I'm going to let her let you know what she's in Stockton, her church. She'll tell you and give you all the information before she come on with prayer and bring forth the word. God bless you, woman of God, Pastor.
God bless you. How are everyone? To God be all the glory. God bless all the clergy that's on the line and my brothers and sisters in Christ and you, Evangelist Ruby, and Evangelist Adrian Bernard, I love you all. God is good. My church is located, I've been having service at 1350 Report Street in Stockton, California, off of Waterloo, and also at 8956 Bergamo Circle, Stockton, California. Amen. God is good. First of all, I want to take time out and go in prayer. Is that okay?
Yes, fine. Open up with prayer, yes.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Father, you said in your word that you will give us this day our daily bread. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Lord, I thank you for your word on today. For you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You said now faith is up to things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Father, we thank you that your word, God, that we will hear it in our heart so that we won't sin against you. God, we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. Father, I ask that as your word go forth, Father, that you will create a clean heart in us, that you renew a right spirit within us. Father, that your word will wash us on today. God, we give you all the glory. I ask that you speak through me for your glory. God, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I give you all the glory and honor. I count it a blessing to even be able to speak your word. God, I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. God is good. I'm coming out of Psalms 119. You know, this Psalms 119 is a book where the psalmist just celebrates God for his word. And I do believe in my heart that we should take time out and celebrate God for his word, because God's word teaches us how to know, how to live for God, and it shows us how to love God. It gives us direction. It gives us instruction. And the psalmist, he celebrates God for his word. But if God's word wouldn't be here, we wouldn't know how to live. We wouldn't have no this instruction. We wouldn't have no direction. We wouldn't have no guidance. So I just thank God for his word, because even when we were out there in the world, we had no direction. We had no guidance. We was living the way that we want to live. And God, being children of God and coming to God, now we have to live the way God wants us to live. And that's simply by God ordering our steps. That's what he does. He orders our steps. If he wouldn't order our steps today, we would not be saved. Amen? So that scripture, order my steps in the word, is truly a blessing to me. And he said, order my, Psalms 133, order my steps in your word and let them not have, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. And the psalmist is asking God to order his steps. Don't let sin rule me. Don't let iniquity. And we all know what iniquity. Iniquity is sin. Iniquity is not doing the will of God. Iniquity is simply living lawlessness, doing what we want to do. We all know about the book of Sodom and Gomorrah, how they was lawlessness, how they were sinning, amen, not being obedient, just living how they want to live. And sometimes in our walk with God, we battle with that because of our human nature. But here the psalmist is asking God to order his steps in his word. I was looking at that when he was speaking about ordering his steps in the word. The first part of the Bible in Psalm 119, verse chapter 1 says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimony, who seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Amen. So I was looking at him as saying, as we walk in his way. We all know some of us have walked in our own way. We all took our own step. We all came from different walks of life. That's why the Bible says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruits in his season. When we walked in our own way, we had no stability in our life. We took our own steps. But to ask God to order your steps in his word is simply asking God to and give you instructions to direct you for your daily life. Amen. God wants to give us instructions and directions for our daily life. And he celebrates this because it is truly a blessing from God, from God, to give us instruction and direction for how to live for him. Amen. In Psalms 151, David said, create a clean heart in me and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. We know that the heart is the inner being and the seat of affection where the will and the mind and the emotions is. So David, because he had sinned against God, was asking God to create a clean heart in him. That tells me that David was saved, but he had slipped. But he knew how to get a prayer of repentance through, to ask God and to call sinners, to ask God and repent and ask God to create a clean heart in me and renew a right spirit in me. A clean heart is pure thought. A clean heart is clean desires. A clean heart is clean action. And to have a hardened heart is a heart of stone that has a closed mind and dead emotions. And that's how we all were. Before we even came to God, we had dead emotion towards God. Our heart was hardened, and we had a closed mind. We didn't even receive what people were trying to tell us about God because our heart was closed. But once we gave our life to God, God begins to soften our heart. God says that our heart is the center of rebellion, and it produces all kinds of evil. This is in Genesis 8, verse 21. And he says that our heart produces all kinds of evil. So what God does is God, when we come to him and he saves us, he takes a hard heart and he gives us a heart of flesh. He replaces the stony heart and he gives us a heart of flesh. That's why he said in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, to love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of thy soul and thy mind. So what God does is he take away the stony heart and he gives us a heart of flesh. And this heart of flesh teaches us how to love and obey God. When the Creator creates a clean heart in us, it helps us to want to love God. It helps us to want to obey God. Then we begin to walk in God's word. Then our steps are ordered. Our steps were not ordered by the Lord when we were not saved. We were living in our own way. But once we gave our life to God, what did he do? He established our going. What else did he do? He put his law in our heart so that we won't turn back from him, so we can follow his steps. And the Bible also says in Psalm 37, verse 1, it says, the law of God is in his heart and none of his steps shall slide. So when God's word is in our heart, our steps doesn't slide. We delight in his way. The Bible says in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delight in his way. Psalm 37, verse 31 says, the law of God is in his heart, and none of his steps is slide. Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me also up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock and established my going. When God orders our steps, he established our going. The psalmist said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. I don't know what kind of pit you were in, but I know what kind of pit I was in, and God brought me up out of it. Why? Because he had a purpose for our life. Psalm 66, verse 9 says, oh, bless God, ye his people, and make his voice and make his voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul of life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. So now that we say, we need to bless God and thank him for ordering our steps, because he has directed us, he has kept us, he has led us, he has guided us, he has declined, he has kept us from every evil way. Psalm 73, verse 2 says, but as for me, my steps almost slipped. When I begin to look at the prosperity of the wicked, I almost slipped, but my steps were ordered by God. God kept me. Psalm 85, verse 13 says, the righteousness shall go before him, and he shall set us in the ways of his steps. Not our steps, but his steps. Psalms 119, verse 133 says, order my steps in your word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. Let not iniquity rule over me. So to me, in order for God to order your steps, you must first repent and ask God to come into your life. It's salvation. You must first give your life to God, and so God can order your steps in his word. Because remember, we all were living out of order. And so when God begins to order our steps,
It brings order. It brings his instruction. He has commands. He has conditions. And he puts that in order in our life. We can't live any kind of way. If you say that God is ordering your steps and you're living any kind of way, God is not ordering your steps. God order our steps through his word. That's how our steps are ordered. And because God order our steps, we're able to live a saved life. Amen. When God order your steps, it brings action in your life and influence. It's like oxygen. You know, inhaling and exhaling, it brings you life. It gives you life. When God order your steps in his word, it stirs up an excitement. It wakes you from out of your stupor. It wakes you from out of darkness. It brings you into his marvelous life. When God order your steps in his word, he guides you. He controls you by his divine influence. He infuses your spirit through the Holy Ghost. Amen. When he order your steps, it brings motivation and action. When God order your steps, whatever come your way, you're ordered to face it. Because why? When he order your steps in his word, because his word is hidden in your heart, he always brings something up to you from your heart to encourage you. So by God ordering your steps in his word, it gives you encouragement. It gives you confidence in God. It accomplishes your purpose in life. When he's ordering your steps, it causes you to face whatever difficulty and danger without fear, without giving up, without throwing in the towel. So this psalmist is so excited that he's saved. I'm saved now. Now, God, I thank you for your instruction on how to stay saved, on how to keep living for you. So he is excited because he knows that by God ordering his steps, he can get a logos, he can get a rhema word, he can get a revealed word for his life. And he can take that same word and share it with others. Amen. When God order your steps in his word, it helps you to walk in his power and dominion. And that way, iniquity can't have dominion over you. Sin won't have dominion over you. You'll be able to put sin to a flight. You'll be able to put demons to a flight when God order your steps in his word. You'll read his word. You'll pray his word. You'll meditate on his word, because sometimes we can get off track as a believer. God can send a prophet to give you a word and say, you know, and God's going to use your life greatly. You're going to be this powerful evangelist. Are you going to preach this gospel? Are you going to be a singer? Are you going to be? But that doesn't mean it's going to happen right away. God brings order in your steps to take you to the place where he says he's going to take you. He has to order your steps. Amen. And so we know that the word, when he distinguishes what's natural and it causes it to become spiritual. Now our thoughts are spiritual. No order, no longer do we think like the world thinks. Our thoughts are his thoughts. And we begin to think as the word tells us to think. And when he orders our steps in his word as a believer, it brings motivation to our heart. It changes our life. Amen. And by when he orders our steps in his word goes into our heart like a surgeon knife. It reveals the good and evil in us. It makes us make the right decision instead of the wrong decision. A lot of times when I was out there in the world, I made a whole lot of wrong decisions. Now that I'm in God, I can go to his word and I can get the right decision and make the right work, make the right decisions concerning things that I face. Amen. And God's word is something that we need. We need to read it. We need to study it, but we need to apply it. So when God is ordering our steps in his word, it's simply because we read a word today. If we read a word today and it says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, then that word, we take that word and we apply it and we walk in it. And that's how our steps are ordered by the Lord, when we walk in his word. If we're not walking in his word, then we're not walking in his way. But when we walk in his word, we're walking in his way. We're not walking in his word, we're walking in our own way. Amen. The Bible, in the Bible it says, in Psalms 119, it says 39 times it focuses on the word of God. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. We need God's word. We need our steps to be ordered by God. Why? Because it gives us light on our path, on our course, on our journey. It shows us the way. It's like a lantern. It gives us instruction. It gives us direction. It tells us, no, don't go that way. Go this way. It's like we're walking. We're living that life, a true life. It teaches us how to walk in the light. It teaches us how to go down the correct path. Amen. The commandment of God is a lamp, and it is the law, and it is the light. It offers us instruction. It tells us the way of life. God's word is like a candle which can be held up in our hand, and it's a light. He went and never said, ye are the light of the world, a city that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hidden. We're only a light because we have his word in us. We're only a light because he's living in us. Amen? When our steps are ordered by the Lord, he guides us. He is the shepherd. He guides us. He leads us on our way. Every day he is our guide. He corrects us. He leads us on the path. He leads us through our trials. He leads us. It's not a day that he's not with us. It's not a day that our steps shouldn't be ordered by God. God is leading us on that path that he has for us. He leads us. In Psalms 23, I like Psalms 23 because it says, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When God leads us through the path for his name's sake, that means he's going to get the glory. When he orders our steps, we're going down his path. Not our own path. We're going down his path. When God orders our steps in his word, he's ordering us through his law, which means the Torah, which means the teaching of the first five books in the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And when he leads us through his word, he leads us through his judgment, which is in the law, which means decision which God has made for us. God makes our decision. We don't make our own decision. And his word is the statute. It comes from the engraving, implying word, the unchangeable word. God's word is never unchangeable. Because God has ordered his steps in my word, and he's ordering my steps every day, that don't necessarily mean we're all going to always like the steps that we take. But God is helping us to take these steps. He's ordering our steps. So sometimes we don't like the steps that we take. But when God orders our steps, Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God, who is called according to his purpose. Amen. When God orders our steps in his word, it transforms our life. Our life will never be the same again. So this is what the psalmist was saying. He was excited. He had a feeling and a thought. He's saying, now I can walk this walk. Now I can live holy. Now I can face any difficulty or any circumstances that comes my way because my steps are ordered by the Lord. My steps are not ordered by the world. My steps are not ordered by me. My steps are ordered by the word. 39 times in Psalms 119, the psalmist is asking God about his word. In Psalms 119:11, he said, your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Then he says, I will delight myself in your statutes, that I won't forget your word. Then he asked God to deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. And he said, revive me according to your word. Strengthen me according to your word. He said, I will have an answer for those that reproach me, for I trust in your word. And he said, not take not the word of truth. And Lord, take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. He said, I will not turn my eyes away from looking at, he said, I will turn my eyes away from looking at worthless things. Revive me in your way and establish your word. There are a lot of worthless things out there in the world that we can take our eyes and look at. But the psalmist is saying, I've turned my eyes away from looking at worthless things. Why? Because I am excited. established in your word. I am planted in your word. I am firm in your word. I walk in your word. The word is just simply his commandments. And then he said, I do this for comfort. In my affliction, your word has given me a life. Even in my affliction, God, you're ordering my steps in your word. And even when I'm going through something, I know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered me out of them all. I know that my little afflictions are only before a moment. He said, but he knows that God will comfort you in your affliction. And he found this out through the word. He said, you have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. A lot of times, some of us have backslidden. And God has brought us back. We went astray. So, Lord, I've seen what happened when I went astray. And but now, Lord, I'm going to keep your word. And he said, because I have hope in your word, I know, Lord, that your judgments are right. God's not giving us nothing that's wrong for us, but it is right for us. He said, my eyes are failing from searching your word. When will you comfort me? My soul faints for salvation, but I hope in your word. He said, no, I need comfort. I need to be comforted. But, God, I'm hoping in your word. I'm waiting on you, God. I'm not going to walk away from you. He said, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And then he said, I restrain my foot from every evil way that I might keep your word. Then I like where he says in Psalms 103, verse 119, he says, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than the honey to my mouth. And then he says in Psalms 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then he says, Lord, revive me, O Lord, according to your word. You are my hiding place and shield. I hope in your word. So Psalms 119, when the psalmist is asking God to order his steps in his word, he's asking God to give him instruction, to give him guidance on how to live. And that's what the Bible does. It gives us instruction. It teaches us how to live. And that's what we need. Our steps need to be ordered by God. It gives us confidence. It helps us to face any danger that comes your way, any circumstance. You'll be able to stand up to it. Why? Because when you're standing up to it, you're standing on the word of God. And when God orders your steps in his word, when fear comes your way, you know the word says in Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. God has ordered my steps in his word. In times past, I have not always been saved. But when I began to read the Bible, it began to transform my life. And now today I hide his word in my heart. I put his word down in my heart, and I meditate on his word. In Joshua 1, verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Then shalt thou have good success. Amen. So when my steps are ordered in God's word, it upholds my going. It causes my foot not to slip. It upholds me in the steps that I take. It simply means that when God's word is upholding me, it's not going to let me fall. That means the steps that I'm taking, God has enlarged my footsteps. I'm not just taking natural steps, but I'm taking spiritual steps. And when I'm taking those spiritual steps are the steps that God has ordained for me to take. When God has ordered my steps in his word, it's me stepping down and letting God step up in me to a new position, that new position where he will have for me to reign, where he would have for me to be, where he would have for me to walk in my prosperity, whatever God has called me, where he will have me to walk in my destiny. I tried my own way. I lived my own way. I took my own steps. Taking my own steps caused me to almost lose my mind. Taking my own step caused me to almost be killed. Taking my own step, I was taking steps out of order. And because I took my own steps and they were out of order, my life was out of order. I had no order in my life. Every day, day after day, The same thing, repeatedly, over and over. Drugs, alcohol, bar, just all out of order. But when God stepped in and took me out of that horrible pit, he began to bring order in my life. He began to bring instruction. He began to bring guidance through his word. Now the law of God is in my heart, and now none of my steps will slide. Now, since God's law is in my heart, I'm not going to turn back. I've declined from those ways. I know those ways. I've been there, done that, been lived that life. And so now, no matter what I go through, I'm planted in God. I'm letting him order my steps. I'm letting him lead me on the path that he has me on. I'm letting God establish my going. And I'm letting God lead me on that straight and narrow path. My steps are ordered by the Lord. God is ordering my steps today. And because God is ordering my steps today, when I'm walking in the dark world, my feet, I used to wear a pair of tennis shoes that lit up. And that's simply on the path that I'm going on. My path is lit up because I'm walking in his light. So I ask God to continue to order my steps in his word. Not saying I always lost those steps, but I thank God for those steps because the steps that he took me down has literally changed my life. I no longer live that life that I used to live. I was walking in lawlessness. I was doing every wicked thing I knew how to do. I didn't have no direction for my life. But now, because God has ordered my steps, that simply means that God has a perfect plan for my life. And it's not in my timing. It's in his timing. And that perfect plan that he has, as I take those steps, those little steps at a time, because God has given me a glimpse of what he's going to do, just little glimpse. And I thank God for the little glimpse, because if he was to show me the whole glimpse, I probably wouldn't be able to handle it. But these steps that I'm taking are small steps. And these steps are taking me to my destiny. And I'm allowing God to order my steps. If God say no, be still, then I have to be still. If in God ordered my steps, he say wait, then I have to wait. Because sometimes we have to wait so God can renew your strength. He would have never said, has I not known, has I not heard, the everlasting God fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to those that have no mind. He increases their strength. Even the youth should get weary and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as an eagle. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. So sometimes in God ordering my steps, he has me to wait. So I have to wait and allow God to renew my strength. Sometimes when God orders your steps, he maketh you to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth you beside the still water, and he restoreth your soul. God has to restore your soul because we're on the battlefield. And we can go get a lot of hits and bruises and bumps, we take a lot of hits as the women and men of God. So when God orders your steps, sometimes he orders your steps and just allow you to rest in his presence and allow you to be at peace so he can restore your soul, so he can revive you, so he can refresh you. In ordering my steps, he causes me to fast. In ordering my steps, he causes me to spend more time in his presence. In ordering my steps, he causes me to live how he wants me to live and not how I want to live. So a lot of times when God orders our steps, he causes us to be still. In Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. So when God orders my steps in his word, it's for your own good. It is to bring instruction. It is to bring guidance. It is to bring direction. It is to keep you from falling. God can see way up ahead what's going to happen to you before you even know what's going to happen to you. But we can't. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And God ordering our step, he has boundaries that we can't go over, that we can't cross. He has us in a path, and that's the path he has us on. And in him having us on that path, the psalmist said in Psalms 31, verse 6, 7, 8, he said he has set my feet in a large room. And on this path, when he orders your steps, he gives you freedom to move when God tells you to move. He set those boundaries before you, and you have freedom to move. A lot of times, we want to go ahead of God. A lot of times, and the doors don't open. That's because God has not ordered our steps. So we have to pull back, we have to pray, and we have to allow God to lead and guide us. So I pray that you would let God order your steps, because the Bible says the steps of a good man, not a bad man. I've been there as a bad person. And when I was a bad person, my steps were not ordered by God when I was saved. But the Bible says, in Psalm 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. And the law of God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. So I pray you will let God order your steps. He's over us. He has authority over us. He gives us instruction. He gives us his commandment. He gives us his word. He wants us to maintain obedience. Amen. And by him putting order in our life, it brings purpose, because our life was very out of order. And thank God for ordering our steps. I thank God for pulling me out of that pit I was in. I didn't get myself out of there. He ordered my steps. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Beatrice?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. That was a word of blessing. Evangelist Bernard? That was a word of Pastor Beatrice Martin. It was all predicated on the word of God, and your testimony, and each one you gave us was a scripture behind it. Oh, Lord, you're so anointed with them scriptures. I said, oh, my goodness, it's on and on and on. But we've got to have God to order our steps in his word. So that's been a blessing. We thank you so much for bringing that word. It just I'm meditating on it. And you say you when the Lord got you saved, after that you read the Lord, the word, the Bible, the 66 books, and you've been allowing him to order your path ever since and your steps. So that's truly a blessing, Pastor. So we go. I thought of Max Bernard was on. The line was open. Okay, we're going to go and open up the line. No more to say, but order my steps. We're going to Pastor Beatrice Martin's daughter, Sister Leslie Priest.
Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord. We hear you, Sister Leslie.
I'm greatly giving honor to God today. I just honor him. I honor him that I'm able to be on the line giving honor to Pastor Bernard. I'm just excited to be on and glad I got the invitation today. I'm excited not because it's just my mother, but because it's my pastor. Every time I get a word from her, I go higher in life. I'm greatly honored to receive the word to honor my steps. I will do that and apply it and go higher in God. I'm glad. I'm great that I got the word. God bless. Amen.
God bless. Did you have anything you wanted to say, Pastor?
Yes, I was. I love my daughter, and I thank God for ordering her steps in his word, you know, for the humility in our hearts and for the humbleness after receiving God's word and allowing God to order her steps in the word. I see the word of God working in my daughter's heart. I see the change. I see the path that she's walking on are ordered by God, her steps. I just see God just doing a tremendous work in my daughter's life that's blowing my mind. And it blesses my heart to see how God came in and did a miraculous change, how he gave her, he softened her heart and took away the hardness and the stony heart and gave her a soft heart. And she, I tell you,
I'm just grateful to God for ordering her steps and giving me back my daughter. I just thank him for that.
Oh, that's truly a blessing.
Mm. So, and I want to say one more thing to her. I want you to be encouraged and keep staying in God's word and studying God's word and keep allowing God to order your steps in his word.
I'm just grateful. I know it's because it was a time where I really, truly disliked my mother. And I know it's God who's changing my heart to have me to love her today. And I'm just grateful for what he's done and honored. Thank you.
Amen. That's truly a blessing to have your mother and daughter team on. Your mother's natural, but then she's spiritually, she's a pastor. And you was under her, and the Lord is ordering your steps and bringing y'all back together in the spiritual realm of ordering steps. Isn't that awesome? That's truly a testimony that we got from you, from the word, from you and your daughter. That's just a blessing. We're going to Elder William Cardwell.
Yes, praise God. How are you doing?
Oh, bless yourself.
I'm blessed. I was just thought I'd tune in. I think I came in about 15 minutes after my sister got started, and she said that the word that we meditate on out of Joshua 1:8, this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. I see the steps that the Lord has ordered for us will always turn out for good. And I thank God for that word that she brought today, because we see that in our walk, we don't want the results to turn out bad. We want it to turn out good. And I thank God for that word. So throughout the gospel.
Yes, through me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Yes, throughout the children of Israel, one of the things that they had was they were walking. And so Joshua, leading the battle after they came out of Egypt, after Moses, the steps had to be ordered to the order that God wanted them to do. So then they ran into problems if they didn't have that order, the order that God wanted them to do. And so that same order that we have, if we let sin in our lives, we're going to get the results that we don't want. So bless you, sister. I see that, and I keep on growing in God's grace, and I'll be praying for you. Please pray for me. God bless you.
Amen.
Oh. That was that's Pastor Beatrice Martin, all the way in Stockton, California here.
Yes.
Elder Cardwell.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God always points. He always points out the right path for us to go. It's up to us to follow them steps.
Oh yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Elder William Cardwell. We thank you for being on. Sometimes you have to leave, but you got the word in today, and the word blessed me. I know so if it blessed, I know it blessed everybody. We're going to Sister Murphy Jones out of Florida.
Oh my God. I can't even get it.
Yeah, can you hear?
Yeah, I can't even get the phone right. Oh, my God. I can't even get the phone right.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. I just enjoyed the message today coming all the way from Homestead, Florida. I'm just thanking God for being on. I'm thanking God for you all. And I just get excited each time I hear the word there. And I'm just blessed to be on today. And I just thank God for all of you all.
Well, we thank the Lord for you tuning in. Always.
Yes.
So, Pastor, that was Patrice Beatrice Martin that brought the word today. She's the word. The Lord has put word in her, plus anointing,
yes,
plus being a pastor. So did you have,
yes,
anything you want to add, Pastor Martin?
Yes, God bless her. And as she continues to hide God's word in her heart, God's going to bless her and stay on his path and allow God to order your steps. No matter what you go through, I simply believe staying saved through it all is God ordering our steps. And going to his word and allowing and applying God's word in our situation.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in, Sister Murphy Jones, all the way out of Florida.
Thank you, amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. We're going to,
yes,
Sister T.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am just in awe of what's going on this line. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to Evangelist Bernard, to you, Mother Ruby, and to my awesome pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin, who just brought the word. I just thank God for what he's doing in our lives right now. I thank God for that word that came forth. I keep hearing in my spirit that he said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So I just honor God today for ordering my steps, you know, for even sometimes, you know, you don't want to take instruction. Sometimes you need to be put back in line. And I thank God that that God gave me a pastor that had wisdom, a pastor who has knowledge, and a pastor who's been through, you know, some similar things that like me. You know, and the Lord brought her out. So it's truly an honor to sit under such great leadership. And I just wanted to tell her for thank you for everything that she's thrown into my life. And I thank her for that word on today. I just honor God today, and I'm excited about what he's doing. And I just can hear the Lord sing. I can hear the Lord sing to my spirit and to the people of God that there's no weapon that's formed against us can prosper, that our steps are ordered by him, and all we have to do is look to him. So I just honor God today. I'm just excited about what God is doing. I just ask the Lord to continue to cover my pastor in his blood, continue to order her steps, continue to grant her visions, her dreams, even her secret requests. So I just love you guys today, and continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter that he called me to be. And I'm just walking in victory today. I'm not going to be distracted by anything that's not like God, and I'm going to walk in the victory and let God order these steps. Hallelujah. And every chance I get, I'm going to step on the enemy's neck and give God his
all
praise,
right,
and glory, because he is worthy,
amen,
of his praise. You know, I even as the message was going forth, I was even being distracted by some things, and I heard the Lord say, you know what, you don't have to be distracted by anything. I want you to hear this word. You need to put those earphones in your ear and block out any negative thing. So I just honor God today for the word truly came forth, and I just ask the Lord to continue to bless my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin. I give honor to Evangelist Bernard for planting all these beautiful seeds all over the place. And the word is truly going forth on this line, and the spirit of praise is on this line. So all I can really say is hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Martin.
Amen. I just want to tell Evangelist Tia to keep going forward and continue to let God order her steps in his word. And his word is simply just the way that God wants us to live. And I thank God for doing a miraculous work in her and how she's following God's word, how she's praying, staying in his word, and allowing God's word to transform her life. God bless you, and I love you. for being a part of my ministry, God's ministry, for being a light. God bless you.
Amen. That's a blessing. We're going to, I think this is a Skype number, 111111. Skype. Yolanda, open. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Dee Dee. Yeah, I was just, you know, saying that I received the word today, and that thank you, God, for waking me and my family up this morning. Just praise the Lord, and He's good. And I pray for my pastor. I love the word that she said today, and God bless everybody.
Okay, your pastor is
Pastor Beatrice Marshall.
Oh, okay. Where are you from, Dee Dee? What area?
Stockton.
Stockton?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to let your pastor have. Well, that's a blessing because I hit you, and I know it was a Skype number, so I didn't get no answer. So then you moved up to the line. So I said, well, you maybe, you know, you want to talk. So God bless you. Pastor Beatrice?
God bless you, Gigi. I love you. And just keep walking in God's word, walking in His way, keeping His commandments. And God will direct the path. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So we acknowledge Him through His word, and God will truly direct your path and order your steps. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you so much for tuning in. I think we got one more. Let's go to area code 314-9164. 314-9164. Okay, so they dropped for some reason. I thought I called this number. Let's see, I did. Oh, Sister Leslie, oh, Prince, she got back on. Let me see, does she have anything? Sister Prince, did you drop off? Priest, did you drop off? Or you're back on. Did you have anything you wanted to say before we go back to your mother? Okay, no answer there. The line is open. So the word was truly a blessing. Let's go see if I can get Evangelist Bernard up here. Evangelist Bernard? Evangelist Bernard? Okay, her line is open. You know, some Fridays we be sort of people are running and busy, and this, I guess this is a holiday weekend as far as it's going. We don't have a lot of callers on the line like we normally do, but we thank God because He said if two or more is in the midst, He'll be there. So the word has went forth. It has been a blessing. And for me, Pastor Beatrice Martin, it has renewed me. The Lord has sent the word that stand on His word. You say get in the Bible, B-I-B-L-E. You said basic instruction before leaving this earth. And the Lord took you to the word, and you've been loving the word, and I have been at your congregation where you have preached and taught, and it's just a blessing because the Lord has the word in you. You called out so many scriptures, and then you quoted so many of the scriptures that's in the Bible. So we just thank the Lord for allowing you to come and grace His people today with this beautiful word, order my steps. Because you said before, just like everybody else, I guess, before they got saved, you had a past. But thank God you have a future in Jesus, that you're walking in His word, walking in the word. Oh, Lord, order my steps in your word. So I'm
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Amen.
So why, I don't know, Evangelist Bernard is not coming up. You know, that's not like her, so it must be something going on with her connection here. So we just thank you. It's early. And we just thank you, Pastor Beatrice Martin, for coming
oh,
on.
Oh, God be glory. God bless you.
And giving us that word and anointed, powerful word. I needed it. to really confirm that the Lord is in this and he wants us to be obedient to his word. And if we got a problem, repent and get it right. Hallelujah, because he said he'd no otherwise leave us. So we just thank Jesus Christ for sending the word again, a rhema word, plus with the pastor, with the word. I mean, she gives you word, and I mean she got it in her heart because she gives it to you. Half the time she only be in the Bible, and the scriptures will pop up. And I say, Lord, I thank you, and the anointing. When the anointing is there with the Holy Ghost and the power, what more can you say but thank you, Jesus? So with that, Pastor Beatrice, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I can't get Evangelist Bernard. But I think when you came on, I think you gave us information where your church is located. I don't think you gave us a phone number or whatever. But
yes,
you can take
information, and I gave information where the church is.
Okay, where do you want to give it to us?
Yes, it's 1350 Report off of Waterloo.
Okay, and the name of
California.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's all about Jesus ministry.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's all about Jesus ministry.
Oh, okay. It's all about Jesus ministry.
Yes.
And is it a phone number?
Yes, it is.
Area
code 510.
Mm-hmm. 701-1605.
Yes.
Okay, and the ministry is all about Jesus ministry. And you said that's 1360 Waterloo?
Yes.
California, Stockton, California. And the phone number 510-701-1605. And the hours of the Sunday, and when is your Bible study? Sunday service.
Bible
and
studies is on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Thursday at 7 and Sunday at 1 o'clock. We have 12:30 prayer, and then we have our service at 1:30.
And that's on Sunday.
Yeah, that's on Sunday.
Okay, then. So that's been a blessing. So everybody got it. If they want to, if they didn't get it, or write it down or want information to know somebody in the area that the Lord leads you to do. Her phone number is 510-701-1605. So we're so thankful to our Lord and Savior for the word. Okay, then. So we're going to go back to you, Pastor Beatrice Martin. We're closing out early today. No, did anybody wait, let me see. So, did anybody have a word for prayer or?
Well, I wanted to sing a song,
if that's okay.
I want to dedicate this song to New Destiny Ministries, to Evangelist Bernard, to Pastor Beatrice Martin, and to you, Mother Ruby. God bless. And all the mothers and people on the line. And because I know we are been dealing with seasons, so God said if it's okay that I can sing this song for you guys real quick.
Yes, of course. Take your time.
I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you sow, it's time to come into your own season. Walk into your season. I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints, those who have stayed, those who have prayed, He's gonna fulfill the promise he made. But I heard the Spirit say, it's your time. The wait is over. Walk into your season. I know that you invested a lot. The return has been slow. You throw up your hands and say, I give up. I just can't take it anymore. But I hear the Spirit say that it is your time. Your waiting is over. Walk into your season. Oh, you survive the worst of times. God was always on your side. Take your claim. Write your name. Walk into this wealthy place. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just thank God. I just want to let somebody know on this line that it is truly your season of favor. It is truly your season of grace. And I thank God for this line. I thank God for the message. Continue to pray our strength in the Lord as I pray for you. God loves you.
God bless. That's a beautiful song, Sister T. Your seed. Hey, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did anybody else have anything to say with you? A little earlier today.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who's this? Sister Leslie?
This is Leslie. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, it's you, Sister Leslie.
Okay, I just wanted to invite everyone to an upcoming conference that we'll be having in Stockton, California.
Yes.
And this conference will be held July 3rd, July 5th, July 6th. On July 3rd, it's at 7 p.m. On July 5th, it's at 7 p.m. And July 6th, it's at 12:30 p.m. And we will be having Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, who has spoke on this line. She's a mighty woman of God. We will also have Kevin G. Hall. He's a mighty man of God. And my mother, Pastor Beatrice Martin, is hosting this conference. And for the 3 days, it's a registration fee, just a one-time fee of $25. And the venue of where it's located is Best Western Inn. The address is 111 March Lane, Stockton, California, 95207. You can purchase tickets from Evangelist Tier Loxon. You can find her on Facebook. Also, Pastor Beatrice Martin. You can find them on Facebook. You can also take this phone number down for more information, which is 510-701-1605. Pastor Beatrice Martin. For more information on the conference for July 3rd, 5th, and 6th of this year, call 510-701-1605. 1605. Everyone be blessed. And it's just the time to get fired up and stay ablaze in the will of God. And I hope to see you all and meet you all personally there. God bless you and thank you once again.
God bless you. Sister Leslie, isn't that direction, is that on El Dorado and where the hotel is at? Is that El Dorado?
This hotel is on East Marsh Lane.
Oh, okay.
So the address is 111 East Marsh Lane. It's at the Best Western Inn. It's in the same parking lot as Food for Less, located
okay.
in Stockton, California. And then once again, to purchase your tickets, you can contact Tier Loxton. She's on Facebook, our Pastor Beatrice Martin. And the contact number is 510-701-1605. Thank you all.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Have anything to say or prayer or will we turn
Amen.
It back over?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Prophetess Cheryl Harrison is the godmother of Adrian Bernard, and I met her through Adrian Bernard, and she has truly been a blessing to us all. I just want to tell her thank you for allowing me to meet her godmother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a blessing. You know, there's not like her. It was on here, and the line was open, but some reason she dropped off. Maybe it's the weather. You know, she's all the way in New Orleans, as I said. So with that, no further anybody announcements or prayer or just want to say anything, because we're going to go back to Pastor Beatrice Mark, and we're going to let her whichever way the Lord lead, and close out with prayer. We're going to leave a little earlier today. Anybody else have anything to say or add? Or
my name is Leslie Priest, and I wanted to leave my phone number to everyone because I know that God does want us to live a healthy life, a life filled with wellness. And I am a health coach. And so far, I lost 98 pounds. And I'm just willing to help God's children on helping them to lead a better, healthy, and active life. And my phone number, if you want to contact me, you can call, leave me a message, or text me. And I'm interested in helping everyone receive their goals and health. My phone number is 916-230-4605. And when you call, I'll just give you a free health and wellness evaluation and help you get your goals obtained. And God bless you all. Thank you for the opportunity to even place my vision out there.
God bless you. That's Pastor Beatrice Martin's daughter. Okay, then, so we got all that. Well, health and well, we got your phone number. If they don't, they can always contact your mother, and then she can give you she can give you them there your number. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then. So with that, we're going to go back to Pastor Beatrice Martin. It's just been a blessing. We're off a little earlier today. It's normally Friday, and not a lot came on, but, you know, people have to do and do other things. So we just thank the Lord for having you on, Pastor Beatrice Martin, with a rhema word. They say don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And it was just for me, and I'm sure each and every one on feel the same way. Okay, God bless. Back to you, Pastor Beatrice.
So let's remember to celebrate God for his word, because it is God's word that has changed and transformed my life. And let's just begin to, every day that we get up, we just begin to thank God for the goodness of his word, how his word has transformed my life. And with that, I just want to close with a prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for the word of God and how you're ordering our steps in your word, because, Father, you said that your word is alive and active and that it penetrates the innermost part of us and that it distinguishes what is natural and what is spiritual. You said that your word is the thoughts of reflection and the insight of a person, and that your word exposes the natural from the spiritual, and that your word is a motivation for a believer's heart. Father God, you said that your word is not just a collection of words, but is a living, life-changing, dynamic, and it works in us, through us, and for us. Father, we thank you for your word, because it is like a surgeon knife. It reveals within us both good and evil, and that your word demands decision, and that it demands us to make a change for our life. Father, we pray that as you order your steps, order our steps in your word, that your word will continue to shape our life, because you said in your word, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk not in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with their whole heart. They are also do no iniquity, and they walk in your word, and they have that. And Father, I pray that we will walk in your word, because you said the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God, that we will hide your word in our heart so that we won't sin against you. Father, that our ways are directed to keep your statute. Father, that we won't be shamed when we share your word, because we're living like you told us how to live. Father God, that we will be a light. So Father, we praise you today. We praise you for your word. We praise you for ordering our steps in your word. Father, if it would not have not been for you, you brought us out of the pit through your word. And Father, I ask that you continue to order our steps in your word as we go about to our daily tasks daily. Father, I pray that you will go before us and make every crooked place straight and every rough edge smooth. Father, that you will meet every need spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially through the reading of your word. Father God, because you said in your word that you will give us this day our daily bread. Father, I pray that we will eat your word, pray your word, live your word, meditate on your word, and be a living epistle read among men. I thank you for ordering our steps today. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray for those that are on the line who have slipped and those who have stumbled, those who are struggling, those who are battling things in their life, Father. I pray, God, just like David said the sinner's prayer, create a clean heart in me and renew a right spirit within me. Father, as they ask for forgiveness, Father, if they got off that path, if they lived a life that they wanted to live, if they didn't allow you to order their steps, Father, that they will ask for forgiveness and let you continue to order their steps. Father, we give you the glory. We give you all the honor and the praise for your word. God, I pray for this radio station that you continue to bless it. Bless this to Ruby. Bless her going out and her coming in this time forth and even forevermore. Even those that weren't able to be on the line. Father, I pray that you will meet every need spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. Father, that they will hasten to the throne. Father, that they, when they're going through, Father, that they will go in the word and get a word from you. God, I give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we seal it under the blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! That was a prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Whew. We just thank the Lord for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your lines are open and praise him a minute.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word I'm saying, your arms are standing against you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hallelujah. Order our steps in your word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that the footsteps
Hallelujah.
Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. For ordering our steps. Because you order our steps, we're saved. Sanctified.
Thank you.
Because you order our steps, we've been set free. Hallelujah.
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 To hear the word of God that came forth in such a pure way, you know, and I'm grateful for that. You know, it has to be treasured in this season because we're experiencing a great fall away and some really strange doctrines, but I just thank God for the pure word, amen, and the pure saints who are still seeking after the Lord, amen. So I just want you to know I was blessed today. Evangelist Bernard, thank God for you and thank God for New Destiny Ministries, and on behalf of myself and God's House Church International, we're keeping y'all lifted up in prayer and do the same for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You have a blessed, prosperous day. And may the Lord keep you order in this word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. That was Pastor Beatrice Martin, the word Pastor Miracle. I've seen you came on. Came back, oh, she closed out, you know, it's Friday. So we thank the Lord that he sent you back and we could open up and acknowledge you before we close this segment out. So we're so grateful. And what you say the name of the church is, Pastor Miracle?
The name of our church is God's House Church International.
Oh, God's House, okay.
Yeah, and she, I mean, you know, just in your daily prayers is fine. Okay. We're gonna be praying as well for the ministry.
Amen.
God bless. It's a blessing to hear your voice.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay, then we Pastor Beatrice Martin have prayed and closing us out, and we're leaving a little early. I say I don't know. Excuse me. What happened with Evangelist Bernard reception? But God knows all. But the word came with power and might,
yes,
and pointing, hallelujah, from heaven. We can walk in it and get more freer in Jesus. We thank God that we're not what we used to be, but thank God we're getting better and better and holier and naturally and spiritually more and more. We just pray that he look on us and Lord, what must we do? Prophetess Beatrice Martin is a soul winner. They're out there in that hedges and highway. Hallelujah. So that's truly a blessing. So with that, we're going to close out, unless anybody else have anything to say. Okay, then, so we're going to close out. Pray for Evangelist Bernard and her family. Keep her up in prayer. Keep this broadcast up in prayer. And as she go forth with, Saturday morning, Minister Billy Burns comes on at 5 a.m. our time for a time of reflection. And it's testimony time. So if the Lord leads you, come on and join in at 5 o'clock Saturday morning. And then Sunday morning at 7 p.m. is corporate prayer on the broadcast. Anybody, the Lord leads you, come on and pray. So we'll be excited to have you on the line, and the Lord will too. So with that, we're going to close out with Count of Victory by the Williams Brothers. I played this going on, and I tell you, it's been in my spirit. counted victory by the Williams brother. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Go out, we get that victory. So we just thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in today. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, 5 a.m., Minister Billy Burns, and they overcame. And Sunday again, Sunday early morning prayer at 7 p.m. California time. You're all welcome to come in and pray, and it's corporate prayer. So God bless you, and we see you tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday, and support it. God bless. We're closing out.